It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
We regret to inform you that the Sound Kitchen with Susan Owensby has been cancelled. Again, the Sound Kitchen with Susan Owensby has been cancelled and will no longer be on the air.
April Fools, Poisson d'Avril!
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue. Yes, I am still here, still on the air. We were just kidding. It's April Fool's Day. I have with me my young colleague, Clea Broadhurst. She's a bicultural baby. Her mom's French. Her dad is British, but she was raised here, completely bilingual. Great professional and a merry prankster on April Fool's Day, or here's the answer to the quiz, but we'll get to that later. Poisson d'avril. That's what the French call April Fool's Day. Is that weird? It means April fish. I have read something about why, but I'll tell you that later. First off, I want to share with you what French kids do on April Fool's Day, which is, they're pretty tough. Clea, darling.
It's true. We are a tough kids. It's true.
Tell me, when I told you, I'm having April Fool's show, you said, that's my favorite holiday of the year.
It's my favorite day of the year. Like, I literally wait the entire year for April 1st. Why? Because it's the most joyous and fun day of all. Because we get to do whatever we want to our teachers, when we're kids, to our family, all the time, basically. I'm really bad with my family. It actually earned me my nickname, Cheeky. Yeah.
Cheeky in British English.
Well, in French, coquine.
A coquina, d'accord.
Because I am a prankster.
Okay. All right. So, what did you do to your family today?
I need to call my mother a second time, but I have called my mother and I have told her that I was going to move to Kazakhstan. So this is not the first time I've actually said something like this. She cries every time I do something like this. But it's not the worst one that I've ever done. Like, I have called her. It was midday on the 1st of April. I think it was probably 5 years ago, telling her that I was in a hospital, that I had broken my arm, that it was dreadful, that I needed my social security number because I had lost it. She was completely in it, and she cried a lot again. I'm sorry. It's just so funny, though, because, you know, it's love. It's tough love.
Listeners, the French are they're really tough with their teasing. That was something to get used to. Americans don't tease as hard. It's a real cultural difference between even just Ricans and the French. So I'm not surprised Your jokes are that tough. You make your mom cry. Now, do you immediately say, Poisson d'avril, or you let her stew in it for a while?
I let her stew in it a little bit. And then she eventually comes around and says, Oh, hang on. It's the 1st of April again. I'm like, yes, mother. Like, every year you fall into that trap. I don't know why. And every year she says, Jesus Christ, I should put a little, you know, reminder on my phone. Just remind me that tomorrow is April Fool's Day and that she's going to call me and say something stupid and not fall for it again.
And not cry.
But it never works. I have her every time.
What about school? My daughter Mathilde, who's 14, I am sure that for the next 2 years, all of the teachers in France are very glad and pleased that Poisson d'Avril falls on Saturday and Sunday, because the things Mathilde and her classmates do to their teachers, it's amazing.
It's a bit dreadful. I have, now that I remember some of my own pranks my teachers. And I'm not talking about just, you know, the famous sticking a fish in the back of the teacher.
Okay, so kiddos will make a drawing of a fish and tape it to the back of someone.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone. And ha, 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 ha. Then it gets worse and worse as they grow up.
Well, I mean, I remember once taking... Well, there was this teacher that we didn't really like. It was in secondary school, so might have been 13 or 14. And anyways, we decided to apply the poisson d'avril quite literally. So we left a dead fish in the teacher's drawer.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. That's more along what my daughter and her classmates did last year. They got a tin of sardines. They took the oil and put it all over the doorknobs so that she couldn't really open the door, and plus her hands stunk for, you know, the rest of her life.
Oh, God.
And then they took confetti, you know, the little tiny dots of paper live with you for the rest of your life that are really fun to, yes, uh-huh, and emptied this huge bag of confetti in her purse when she wasn't looking. I know. They got to detention, all of them. They got 6 hours of detention, but it was never enforced.
Oh, okay.
And
6 hours is still a long time.
That's a lot. Well, of course, Mathilde said, oh, it made them so mad. And I said, well, I think they had to pretend they were mad. I'm sure they got home and in the teacher's lounge, they were comparing stories and laughing hysterically, but they had to pretend like they were mad and pretend as if you would be punished. None of the kids ever had to do the detention hall. Anyway, so this is your poisson d'avril in France, calling up your mom, telling her you're moving to Kazakhstan and making her cry. Isn't that sweet? putting sardine oil on your teacher's doorknob.
This is giving me new ideas.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be sure to not be up here Sunday, April 1st, 2018, because I'm afraid of what Clea will do to me.
I'll, you know what? I'll play it nicely for you.
You're a darling. And thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you will be served.
One thing you can count on, though, is the quiz. On the 25th of February, I asked you a question about today, April 1st, in France. You've already heard the answer, but I'll start from the beginning anyway. You were to write in and tell me what the French call today, the 1st of April. The answer, as you heard, is a poisson d'avril, April fish, or fish of April, if you prefer to be quite literal. At any rate, it's weird, isn't it? April fish? If you want to find out what the most accepted reason is for calling the 1st of April poisson d'avril, go to the Sound Kitchen webpage on our website. Clea Broadhurst and I talked too much, and there's no time for it here. Sorry. The winners this week are Joseph Jack from Jinja, Uganda, and Ms. Guome Zhu from Anhui, China. From Nairobi, Kenya, there's Benson Mutoko. And from Roma, Lesotho, brand new RFI Listeners Club member Itumelong Mokele, who's a French teacher at the National University of Lesotho. Welcome, Itumelong Mokele. Last but not least, from Tehran in Iran, longtime listener and longtime club member, of course, Behzad Payende. Behzad has not entered a quiz in years, and I'm happy to have him back. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is about something which crossed my mind this week. I woke up one morning asking myself, what exactly is the difference between cuneiform and hieroglyphics? Don't laugh. I bet you think of weird things too in the morning or the night or in the afternoon. At least I hope you do. This is not an April Fool's Day joke or even an April Fish Day joke. I really do want you to write in and tell me what the difference is between cuneiform and hieroglyphics. And I certainly better have answers from Salim Al-Sari, Nasser Blahi, and Mohammed El-Sayed. You have until May 1st to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on May 6th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Timbanro nu bashimorawa.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Foko bale shi oro a masodi oro ere ye atiri rawa aferan rawa afika ferawa nikan loku atiri rawa aferan rawa afika ferawa nikan loku ye ye asiko ife ti de okan meji soro dede. Agbodo so nkan gidi sile je ka dupe oro ire ko nsojojumo ati gbogbo igba ni fe ma ntele yan dele 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 ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ye ye bawo ni shoshi fefe mi abi asiko ti lo he says bawo ni shoshi fefe mi abi asiko ti lo ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ati rira wa a feran ra wa afika fera wa nikan loku ye ye. All right.